Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Ooh, hey, yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, for keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? It's Escape, the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wasn't Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball. Who had? What up? That was Screwball Radio, straight from the motherfucking Matrix. Black Poet on deck. What up? E-Master
on deck. Yeah.
On deck, baby. We all
at. Yeah.
Who? 19, we in the building. That's what we're talking about. It's a long motherfucking week out there, man. I'm fucking twisting up something right now. Tell me if y'all got something to drink. Y'all drinking something right now? Smoking something besides me?
Henny's on deck.
What you got over there, E?
I'm drinking that rich white man water, Aquafina.
Oh, man, you drinking fucking milk and Girl Scout cookies, man. You got Girl Scout cookies and milk right now. This bitch-ass nigga. Yeah.
I knew I had that coming.
Now, we ain't gonna start up yet, though.
I had to get him for last week, though. I was like, I had to sneak that it was in there. Then I dipped out.
Yeah, no doubt. I can't continuously put foot up your ass. You got to score sometime, right?
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, it'd be unfair. It'd be bad for business.
But it's all right, because, you know, when I see you, you know, it's going to be bad for your fucking belly. Some fucking, fucking hard fucking body blows. You know, back in the day, remember niggas to smack box and body blows and shit like that. Niggas to box, man. Niggas used to stay in shape, ready for a fight and shit like that. These little niggas ain't doing how we used to do, though.
Yeah, you might get hit in the stomach and shit your pants.
Nah, you punch one of these niggas, they gonna go get their gun.
Oh, yeah.
After they shit their pants.
Trigger happy now.
Yeah, I mean,
punch somebody in the gut.
We was trigger happy,
too. You punch somebody in the gut.
We would fight, too. You know what I'm saying? I think I ever was more trigger happy than these little motherfuckers, tell you the truth. But we would still fight. These motherfuckers ain't squaring up. Like, I don't know the last fight that didn't lead to gunfire. You know what I'm saying? All beef right now leads straight to gunfire. It's like no more fight, and then, you know, it's over with. We might be friends 2 weeks from now. There's no more of that. It's always fight, shoot. Somebody dies, niggas in jail. That's what's going on.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Nobody want to take that L. They'd rather go ahead and feel they the victim by shooting somebody.
They don't want to get that black eye, you know?
It's easier to take that L, man, because, you know, when you sit in that little closet space for fucking the next 30, you're going to wish you took that L. You'd be like, damn, can I take that L now? Nah. It's too late to take that L now.
He's going to the judge and be telling him, look, can I set up a fight with the defendant even though he lived and I shot him? We can set it up and I can go home.
Nah, you too late for that, brother. I'm saying, man, these niggas don't throw the dick beaters how we used to throw them, man. Word.
Yeah, that's why you lose a lot of rappers. A lot of rappers die because of that. They don't want to fight.
Yeah, brother. Brother got killed today, man. He got killed today out there at Atlanta at All-Star Weekend.
Who that?
A rapper. He was from Texas. A rapper from Texas. They got him in the highway.
Wow. What happened?
It said rapper in town for All-Star Weekend killed in I-85 shooting. His name was Corey Chucky Drill. His name was Chucky Trill. He was from Houston.
Wow, yo. That's crazy, son. And they weren't going to have the All-Star Weekend because of the COVID shit. You know what I'm saying? And look what happened. ATL getting crazy now. ATL wasn't crazy like that. You know what I'm saying? Until hip-hop came down there. I mean, hip-hop always been down there, but now niggas is stunting a lot down there. You got a lot of different states coming down to ATL thinking that shit is where you're going to get discovered at. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why niggas is going to ATL so hard, but I don't get it, man.
Yeah, I think that's because everything is open. Like, ain't shit closed down in Atlanta or Florida, for that matter. Everything open. So everybody figure they could get their little tour money or get their little show money or whatever, go over there.
Who's doing the tour? Who's doing the show in Atlanta, yo? I don't know. Somebody did show me something. Was that you, Clement? Show me something.
Everybody having parties down there. Everybody.
Oh, so they don't got to follow the rules, huh?
Dang. It's like anything goes over there.
I mean, as far as I know, I don't even, you know, they ain't got no mandates, you know?
I mean, that's crazy because, you know, you got all these other fuck. If once, come on, man. Shit ain't going to work if everybody's not doing it. You know what I'm saying? If y'all niggas going to stop complaining and won't come back outside, y'all niggas got to listen, man. Like, what's so hard to listen, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, nah.
I don't understand it, man, for real. Like, you take a pain medicine, headache medicine, you don't do no research about that. You don't think twice about that. You got a cough, you take a fucking some Formula 44 or something, you don't think twice about that. The fucking scientists and all the professional motherfuckers told you wear a mask. Now y'all want to double question, just put the fucking mask on. Yo,
yeah.
I don't get people.
Yeah, basically.
And people act like we ain't asked you to put on a dress. It's just a mask.
It's crazy because once that shit became political, that's when it became a big deal. Like, oh, no. Come on, man. I saw this lady on the news talking about how, it's our right. It's our health. If we want to catch it, then we should. But what about everybody else around you, bitch? If you got it and you going to fucking spread it to somebody that don't want it, how about that?
What about their rights? What about the motherfucking rights that don't want to catch
exactly.
the
shit? Exactly, because it ain't like it, even when they say it's the flu, the difference is you don't see the flu shutting down businesses.
Yes, flu ain't shutting down shit. Shutting schools down. You wildin', man.
Hey, that patriotism and ego and ignorance is a deadly combination.
Nah, man, ignorance, homie. That's the biggest fucking gun. That's the biggest shit, man. Coming straight ignorance. Come on, man. How stupid can you be, yo? Like, look how much shit you do in your daily life that you don't question nothing about. You know what I'm saying? Based on science. And based on professional people telling you to do this. Now these motherfuckers are telling you to wear a mask, and everybody's like, no, I ain't listening to do it. What the fuck?
Crazy.
I don't get it.
It's crazy if you think about it. I'm like, man, think about how many of these chicks you run through raw. Don't even question this shit. But you put on a mask, it's a problem.
That's
the
stupidest shit ever, yo. That shows you what America's thinking right now, yo. Look how dumb we are right now. Yeah. We even fight over if a mask works or not. Just put the shit on.
You know what's crazy, guys? I saw this earlier before I went on the air, man. They actually hosting a mask burn event over there in Idaho.
A mask what?
A mask burning event. Like, they burning masks. The people out there, like a Capitol Hall, are burning masks.
They're burning the mask. Damn it, man.
Stupid.
They know what's going to happen. Motherfuckers are burning masks. They're going to end up fucking inhaling that shit, that whatever that mask is made out of. Fuck around and kill you from inhaling that shit.
They going to get their ass, too.
Word is ball.
One guy was yelling, he was talking about... I will not self-suffocate. This is our freedoms. They're going to wait the Tuesday and that shit get his ass. They even be wanting everybody health care.
Yeah.
Yo, listen, man. I go everywhere with mask and gloves. Everywhere I go.
Oh, yeah. Bombing ain't playing.
You know, I have people in my family get it, or close to my family, you know.
Comment has been like one of the pickiest motherfuckers. Like, that nigga won't even talk to you on the phone if you think you might catch that shit on the phone.
Word up. Yeah, I send you a text.
I don't even want to 20 feet.
I don't even want to be on the other side of the Rona talking to the Rona. I don't even want to be there. I'm out. I'm texting you.
But it's real.
Even when we talk on the phone,
it's through speaker.
Yeah, man. Got the mask over the speaker. And I'm coughing and shit.
You know, you can't make people do nothing.
That's that good old bud cough right there.
You can tell the difference between that and a COVID cough. A COVID cough, it's going to make your lung come out.
Oh, man, I don't want to be around a motherfucker that got that shit coughing. I don't want to hear it, nothing.
Yeah, nah, I don't want to be around it. Just go that way, please.
You know it's time to separate.
And it's fucked up because niggas is going at the Chinese people with shit. Like, yo, it's funny when you see the Chinese. It ain't funny, but when you see Chinese people complaining about, you know, being harassed and all kinds of shit because of their race and racism, I'd just be like, damn, man, y'all have no idea, yo. But it's still wrong, but y'all have no idea.
Over here in New York, a lot of Asians, older Asians are being attacked. And they trying to crack down on it. You know, it's a big thing, actually.
Niggas are slime balls, you know. I think it's just regular attacks that's been going on, but now since motherfuckers COVID involved, niggas going to be like, yo, it's more race-related. But Niggas been robbing Chinese foreign niggas in the fucking down there in Chinatown all the time. But now they got something dependent on. But niggas is stupid, yo. And people are going down there to help people, walk people to the stores, walk people from the subway. You know what I'm saying? Like groups of people going out there with the safety vests on and walking people to their homes and shit, making sure nobody gets up. And that's what we need to do, you know what I'm saying? People stick together and shit, and each one teach one and protect each other in the hoods, man.
That's a fact.
That's what we need to do.
That's a fact, man. But we 15 minutes in with the chitter chatter, man. We trying to go to some music, man.
Let's you already know DJ Knucklebone. Let's get it poppin'.
All right, this is what we got here. This joint here is from Jay Holly. It's called Tap Dancing. So we're going to see how this one sounds. I know this one's going to rock out.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
Dope.
Yeah, they dropped that free smoke.
These artists,
they dropped, they dropped that free smoke last time, that free smoke joint.
Okay,
yes,
okay.
It's just, yeah, Jay Holly.
All right, I'm going to smoke this out and listen to Dunn. Let's bang that shit. Schoolboy Radio straight from the Matrix. Let's go.
Get it.
Tap dancing on the game. Tap dancing on the game. My name key bells ringing. You get locked, be in jail singing. You ain't no real kingpin. Know some chefs that cook up with no apron. It smell like crack in the whole basement. Used to have no patience. Realize it took time. Been so patient. My time now. I'm done waiting. It's now or never. We not playing. Knock the hinges off the door. Y'all beginners. I did it all before. My hitters equipped for war. Caught slipping, we sending the missiles off. They want some loud, we gon' ship it off. Hustle, like Ricky Ross. Been the boss, in the sport. Serve more than the tennis court. Gotta know the street code. Got low, so I had to reload. Hit the streets like a kilo. Get respect everywhere we go. Tap dancing on the game. I'm tap dancing on the game. I'm tap dancing like it's Kane.
Tap dancing on the game.
Yeah, look, I'm tap dancing on the game. I'm a hustler, I be tap dancing on the cane. You a customer, you don't do it like Fontaine. Since I came, I gave niggas nightmares like Dana Dane. Who you playing with? The shooters where you live and tell them to spray your shit. The mayor of the block, it don't go down till I okay the shit. I started with a pack, and now I'm moving heavy A. Tell your plug, I can beat his numbers any given day. Look, my whip game stupid, my this game stupid. You see them diamonds dancing even when there ain't no music. I never ask for help, I always been the one to do it. Put in work, hold your own and stack your paper when you move it. Shit, all my niggas ruthless. My strap connect, that's got a shipment in up some big shit and I'm dying to shoot it. If my nigga Holly got a problem, then we get into it. You ain't a nine, I better use your brains before you lose it, motherfucker.
Gotta know the street code. Got low, so I had to reload. Hit the streets like a kilo. Get respect everywhere we go.
I'm tap dancing on the game. I'm tap dancing on the game. I'm tap dancing like it's Kane.
I'm tap dancing on the game. Yeah, Schoolboy Radio, where you're going to hear that exclusive shit right there. I'm smelling that one right there, kid. Hardcore.
Jay Holly.
Jay Holly coming through. I like that slow shit, that slow, dangerous shit right there. I like that right there. Yeah. I like they flow on that shit, too. See, shit like that might get a replay. You know, we don't really read too much. I don't think we replayed nothing yet, but, yo, That one right there might have to get a replay. Shout out to everybody listening, Schoolboy Radio. What up? Call us up. What's up? Talk some shit to me, man. You know what I'm saying? I want to know what's on your minds. What's up? Comment.
Yeah, what y'all think out there? Dunk contest going on. You know, All-Star Weekend.
I don't think they should have had All-Star Weekend right now. I'll tell you the truth. I think they was reaching, man. That was a money grab. That's
LeBron
too much money.
No.
All-Star Weekend, how much money that is? All-Star Weekend, nigga? For the town or whatever town they bring it to? So how the fuck you going to open up when shit is cold? Like, I guess that's why they went to ATL with it. Yeah, that's why they went to ATL with it, because I guess they, you know what I'm saying, restrictions is fucking low.
LeBron even said he didn't even want to do it.
Yeah, I know, man. You don't want to do it, man. Niggas already started the season early because of COVID. You know what I'm saying? They ain't have a real break like they usually have. Dunk getting older. No, he wants that break.
I don't think it's 2 days. Like, you know, usually Saturdays, like the dunk contest, the 3-point shootout, you know, and then
the whole
Sundays you see the East and West. They ain't even show the dunk contest. I don't think the dunk contest aired today. I think it's airing tomorrow.
I think that's the final, that's, you know, the biggest thing everybody wants to see is the dunk contest. I think they do that shit on the day before.
Yeah, it's usually today. You know, it's usually today, but they ain't have it. They ain't have it. I was looking for it. See what it was.
Is Zion in it? I heard Zion ain't getting in it.
Nah, I don't think he's in it. I think it's all rookies.
What's wrong with these guys, man? These niggas with the big names that be dunking all crazy. Don't want to get in the motherfucking dunk contest, nigga. Niggas don't want to twist their ankle and lose the millions.
Shit. Mike did it. Matter of fact, Mike became an icon off the dunk contest.
That's what I'm saying, kid. You can. Blake Griffin got known off the dunk contest. He ain't get nothing else. He ain't get no more nothing, but niggas know that nigga from that dunk contest.
Yeah.
Kobe came out there with the under the leg dunk.
I think that was the wackest dunk contest with Blake Griffin won, jumping over the fucking car, the hood of the car, small little car they had out there. and he did it at the small part. He ain't do it on the fucking over the fucking passenger window, the drive side window. He did it over the motherfucking engine. Nigga,
Dwight Howard
did
the Superman joint.
Yeah, the Dwight Howard was.
They be playing themselves and they miss out on that. Like, they playing themselves. Like, they don't want to take that L. And plus, they don't want to get hurt, I guess. But they, you know, just fucking scared. They shook. But the real niggas get in that shit. MJ showed y'all niggas get in that shit. Him and Dominique went at it.
Head to head.
Yeah. Yeah.
All these niggas that want to be the GOAT, all these niggas that want to be great, y'all got to get in the dunk contest, kid. And win that shit. Like Jordan, Jordan didn't win it consecutively. Did Jordan win that shit a couple of times? No, he only won it one time with that dunk, right? He didn't have to get in it every year. He just got in it that year and killed it, and that's it. And they do that shit one time in your career, boom, say you won it or say you was in it. I would if I was I'm basketball player and I'm dunking. That's what I do. I'm going to go out there and try to break the fucking rim.
A lot of the players, I think it just goes in terms of how the culture is today. Like, they more concerned with the bag and less about the sport.
I don't think a lot of niggas as nice as they think they are. That's what it is. You gotta have a lot of dunks in your shit. And these days a lot of niggas got a lot of tricks and shit like that. But like back in the days, there wasn't too many tricks and shit. It was just like strong to the hole, a couple of different moves, you know. Now niggas got props. Niggas helping them, assistants, all kinds of shit going on in right now. So I seen some niggas that don't even play in the NBA do some shit none of them niggas in the NBA could do. I think they should just have I think they should have a dunk contest be for the public, for nice niggas that people don't even know. for dope niggas like that. Sign up and come in and get some shine, and let the star players judge them niggas. You know what I'm saying? Give some new, some get some niggas some shine.
Yeah,
yeah, like at the Rucker or something.
Like the and all that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, since the superstars don't want to get in it, let some dope niggas that ain't even NBA get in that shit. To all them YouTube and YouTubers and niggas like that, let them niggas go at it. And
yeah,
then
yeah,
one year maybe be a superstar. Then one year maybe one of these fucking superstars will be like, yo, I'm getting in that shit. Make that shit exciting again. But right now, all the fucking superstar niggas don't want to get in it.
Yeah, they don't.
Look at like right now, like they just want they got their props and they made their millions. They just gonna sit out. It's kind of like even with you even see it in rap music, like all the real dudes don't want to battle. You know they got their bread.
yeah. That's the funny shit, yo.
But they talked all that shit on records.
You see DMX and Snoop did it. Boom.
Yeah.
I still say the best verses was fucking Primo and RZA, man.
Hell yeah.
The best one.
Yeah.
And I think the format of how they did it was the best way to do it. Like, you over there, I'm over here, and we go record for record. Bam. Not we both in the same place, like we gonna fucking battle, fight, and make this shit a big spectacle. Yeah, you know, that shit is weak like that. I like it when motherfuckers are separated. You in your world, I'm in my world, and we playing our joints, talking to each other. That's what I like. I don't like the new form of how they do that shit, the niggas together and shit. And
yeah,
I
don't like that they rap over their lyrics. I don't like that either.
Yeah, man. Play the joints, man. If y'all gonna rap, battle. How about that shit? I said that shit before. Like, if y'all gonna go up there and rap, y'all might as well fucking just battle, yo. Get the people what they really want. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's fucking battle.
Yeah.
Let's get this shit popping.
You guys think it's jumping the short? Because I'm hearing that Raekwon and Ghostface gonna do it.
Yeah, they supposed to have a battle.
They gonna do it too, man. But I think that's a freaking waste of time because all they hottest shit, they on each other's hottest shit. How's that going to work? How the fuck is that going to work? I mean, sure, they got enough shit, solo shit, you know, to go at each other, but they hottest shit, they're both on.
Yeah.
Unless they're going to go verse for verse, they listen to my verse with this one. What did you say on this one? Oh, okay. I mean, that's crazy. They got enough songs where they can do it, but like I said, the hottest shit is them on each other, the group shit.
The last one that happened was last Saturday.
That's like
RZA.
That's like RZA again. That's like RZA and Primo again. Once RZA fucking had that battle, That's all the Wu-Tang right there. You ain't got to hear no more fucking Wu-Tang battle. Who? RZA just battled for all y'all. Now you can break it down to niggas like Method Man versus somebody, or niggas like, you know, but RZA did most of his beats too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yep.
RZA did everybody's beats.
So there's really no more reason for the Wu-Tang nobody to battle nobody from the Wu no more. RZA already took care of all that shit. We done heard everything.
All they hardest shit from 93, from 97, he done played.
Yeah. Unless they gonna battle against another group, like Wu-Tang versus motherfucker Screwball. The niggas, you know, They got that one. I ain't gonna front. They got that one. Okay. You know, with a group, I ain't seen no group versus yet. That'd be dope.
That'd be good to see right there.
EPMD versus Run DMC. Ooh. Nah, that's like little niggas versus the young niggas. That's like they little niggas though. You know, versus they older niggas, but. Oh, I like to see some young niggas versus the older niggas too. Like one of these, you know what I'm saying, niggas that think they fucking hot right now versus an old nigga. his catalog.
Yeah, it could be EPMD and De La Soul.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a cold.
Ooh, not EPMD's more hardcore though. You know, De La versus fucking Fugees. They could do that.
You know what I'm saying? I got a good one. This is the war. This is to settle it all. Even though they cool now, the Hit Squad versus the Death Squad.
Yeah. But of course,
who did
the headbanger?
Who did the headbanger? That's the Hit Squad, right?
That's EPMD together.
See, that's another fucking conflict of interest right there. It's like, nah, I don't want to see that. Nah, that's fam. That's in-house. That's civil war. I want to see them niggas versus, like, that squad and his squad, all them niggas together versus, like, Death Row, something like that. Yeah. Death Squad versus Death Row. Ooh.
I mean, it could be Redman, Keith Murray, EPM, and Eric Sermon against, you know, your Dos Effects, your PMD records that he did when he wasn't with Eric, and then his songs when he wasn't with PMD, you know?
Yeah. I guess it'd be interesting, but I still want them together versus somebody, you know?
Yeah.
I was having a conversation with my nigga the other day, like, yo, who you think made a bigger, you know, impact on the game, fucking Queensbridge or Compton, right? And my nigga said, yo, Compton, he from the bridge. I'm like, yeah, I think we got to give it to Compton. But I'm like, hold on, what about Marley? You know, Marley sparked the whole sampling generation and all that shit, you know? But he said, yo, but what about fucking Dr. Dre? Yo, I say he sold more, but, you know, but as far as making an impact on the game, who made a bigger impact? He said Compton, and I was fighting him on it. And then I had to give it up. Like, yeah, man, you got Cube. With all his movie credits and all that shit, you got Snoop, you got a lot. Yeah, Compton did they thing. Yo, Compton definitely did more than Queensbridge. So I had to give it up. What y'all think?
It's an interesting way of looking at it because they got QB had Nas, they got Mobb Deep and MC Shan. You had
You're talking about 90. You're talking about 89, 88, 89. Compton being hot, NWA. You know, it was a different time because of what was going on over there. You know, so they had all the attention at the time compared to
the
New York
culture.
Hip-hop.
See, the gang, Compton, the gang culture. That's when New York was, you know, getting on the gang culture too.
New York always had the gangs. It just wasn't, nobody was rioting or nothing like that, you know, because you had the Young Lords in the Bronx. You had gangs in New York.
Niggas wasn't in the game like that and flagging and shit like that. You know?
Y'all remember when Tim Dog, he set that shit off when he was talking about F. Compton.
What'd you say, F.
Yeah,
Compton?
But when you think about bigger impact.
Well, hold on 1 second. What'd you just say
when
now?
Tim Dog, when
you
he came out
F.
that diss record, when Tim Dog came out with
F.
that diss
Compton?
Record, that's what it kind of set it off.
But what did you just say? You said F. Compton?
Yeah,
nah,
that's
I'm talking about
the
Tim Dog record.
I know, but you just said F. Compton, right?
Fuck Compton. That's what Tim Dog said.
Yeah, but you said F. Compton, right?
No, because he's talking about the record.
I know,
yeah.
But why he said F. Compton? Like, his little kids listening to some shit.
That's what I said.
Nigga said F Compton. Fuck Compton, nigga. That's what he said. Are you scared to say that shit? You scared to say that shit? Oh, you should to say that shit. Those are your fucking folks over there. Those are my niggas too, man. I fucks with Compton, man. I fucks with the homies in L.A., man. You crazy? You know,
yeah,
that's
good,
one
we good, nigga. We good.
Yeah, but you don't want to say that. You don't want to say that.
Nah,
that's
them
gone. He said, nah, I ain't even utter those words.
Yeah,
when they surround you in the clubs, you won't be like, that was not me. Yeah, you can rewind right now. What episode was that? He'd be looking for the episode. Listen, I said F comp. I did not say that. He had an episode ready to show niggas. Like, yeah.
Nah, cause you, when you say fuck Compton, that means they come with from an eternal dark place. I said it in a light way.
Look, scary ass nigga.
Over there.
Niggas gonna get you just for being scary. Let's get that nigga just for being scary.
I'm the Southern plug, man. Don't string me up.
Yeah, I'm the one with the Ninja Turtle head. That ain't, you know what I'm saying? That's I'm not the other ones.
I'm like,
yo, man, let's get back into some more music, man, real quick. The Schoolboy Radio, man, for these niggas. What we got on deck, E?
Man, we got DJ Muggs and Rome Streets, man. This joint here is called Wheel of Fortune. And shout out to Muggs, man.
Yeah.
One of the coldest producers out from the West Coast.
Wheel
of
Fortune. I have to watch that shit, too, all day. You know what I mean? We need to watch Wheel of Fortune, kid.
Yeah, here we go. Wheel of Fortune, DJ Muggs and Rome Streets. Let's go.
Moving silence, your intentions can feel orphan. Especially if you wanna cash out on that Wheel of Fortune. That was the game he got from Young Thug that came before him. He watched from the sidelines, they on the court scoring. He wanted the world, pretty girls and Ralph Lauren. All the Jordans, but his parents couldn't afford them. School was boring, started hustling, running with them wild niggas that was scoring all for them. These 50 bags, give me 100 for Fordham. By the tower, knew some old head niggas that bought him. Long story short, shit transformed, now it's awesome. He up flossing, made a pie out of portion. Now sunshine in the ghetto. For the star, death get closer. When you rise up a level, they hate hard. On schedule like a day job. They love the hangman on the gallows when it's day call. He was the homie, he was this and that. It's whatever makes something out the life you was giving. Scrap the food, gon' fail, better wise up. Niggas put something in his drink and he go and get 5 cups. Tried him for the chain, thought he was the lame. Didn't know he was strapped, he clapped sun in his frame. Bobbed in his toe, copped out the manslaughter 15-0. That nigga rolled me from the hole like, roam through your shit, too legit.
Yeah. That's that Schoolboy Radio shit right there. I like that one too. It's another banger. That's what I'm talking about. You digging them up.
Yes, sir. I'm feeding them pancakes. Pancakes and biscuits.
You know,
we feeding the streets out here.
You know, I keep E loaded with that new rawness. Anytime I catch something hot, I send it right over, you know.
But you know, Bomber, you know, he's the fucking encyclopedia for underground hip hop. No much shit Common put me on to, I ain't never know how many niggas I ain't even hear of before.
Yeah.
Common's like, nah, you never heard of this guy, that guy. I'm like, nah, I am. I ain't never heard of him. But Dunn put me on to a lot of niggas that I'm cool with now.
That's the beautiful part about hip-hop, man, especially with a show like this and doing it with you guys, is getting introduced to new acts that I never even heard of just based off of exposure. So this is the beautiful thing about this show.
mean, yeah, man, you know, that's what we're here for, man, to expand the game, man, and put some light on us at the same time and to the people that deserve it.
Definitely got to show, like I said, man, you know, if it's dope, it's got to get the light. It's got to. It's got to. I love dope hip-hop music.
Yo, what happened with that Tiny and T.I. shit? I know you know you like on a hip hop blogger, motherfucker. What the fuck is going on with that T.I. Tiny shit?
They trying to take
T.I.
Tiny down. Now that whole situation with them being accused of raping those chicks, now that it's a federal thing, because you know Georgia and California are federal, so now they hit T.I. with the federal charges.
Say words. So nobody got arrested.
And now so it got exposed too. It not exposed too that they tried to give them some hush money, and the alleged victims said, "Nah, we ain't taking it. We going to court."
Oh, they tried to shut them up, and they said, "Nah."
Allegedly. See, I use that term.
That's right. Wow, yo, what the fuck they was doing, yeah. Motherfuckers?
Who knows?
Yeah, man, but where it stands now, T.I. and Tiny, the show got dropped off VH1 for now. So they hit them with the endorsement law.
Wow.
Damn, that's fucked.
Yeah, that's foulness.
Niggas took their freakiness a little too far, huh?
That's pretty much what happened.
They took their freakiness to the next level, like, yeah.
It says here, more than 11 women have made accusations claiming that the couple engaged in sexual abuse, forced ingestions of illegal narcotics, kidnapping, terrorist threats, and false imprisonment. Blackburn wrote
forced,
a letter.
Forced drugs? You said forced drugs? They forced them to take drugs?
Like, yeah.
That's the R. Kelly shit.
And nobody got arrested yet.
Not yet. Now, T.I. and them,
it's just accusations.
Yeah, them accusations are strong.
You can't handle no fucking animal. I don't know, man. You can accuse all day, but ain't no case. And you got to get arrested for there to be a case, right? Somebody got to get arrested, right?
Yep.
Or you could just accuse a motherfucker and then legal shit from there. Nah, somebody got to get arrested. It's criminal. It's criminal. It's civil and criminal. It's all that shit. So until somebody get arrested, ain't nothing popping. I don't think.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong. Anybody that know the law, call up. Let me know.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just I'm just saying it's just allegations and accusations, so it ain't nothing solid, you know what I mean? So
that's like Cuomo. That motherfucker in trouble right now for fucking trying to get some pussy.
Yeah, but you know the thing with Cuomo is that he's caught on picture touching her. You know?
Yeah. She look all scared, too. She looks scary, like, oh, God. But, you know, he's touchy-feely type motherfucker. You know, Fonzarelli. You know, he think he can get some pussy. You know, he think he fucking handsome Fonzarelli. That nigga, he trying to get some pussy. Because what she said was, oh, you know, he was hitting on her. You know, he married. I don't know. He married?
Yeah.
He got a war? He got a wife and all that? Oh, he's done.
He got a wife. She about to clean him off in them divorce fees. My God.
Oh, I thought he was. I know his marital situation, so I know that. Yeah. He gotta go. They gonna get rid of that.
He talking about.
He tried to hit him.
Yeah, he talking about. Let's do stuff on my government funds, my government funds and. He crazy. He's super crazy.
Yeah, he's in trouble, man. He tried to, it's a moral thing, you know, morals and principles. Like, I thought he was just trying to get some pussy, but you hollering at shorty and you got a wife and family, nigga, you're not fit. You know, people gonna be like, oh, you're not fit. You got to be fucking the Pope in order to be fucking governor. I mean, but, you know, the bottom line is he was just hollering, man. You know, and I guess it's just not appropriate in the eyes of the fucking people that's running shit. You know, he wasn't like Donald Trump grabbing by the pussy and all this shit and drugging bitches and all that shit. He wasn't trying to do shit like that. He was just trying to get some pussy.
Being in that light all day, being a quote unquote politician, it's a stressful job.
He played himself, though. He played himself. You know what I'm saying? Because you that nigga, though. You know what I'm saying? You played yourself. You know what I'm saying? Shorty wasn't fucking feeling you, and you kept talking some inappropriate shit, and you should have felt that she wasn't feeling you, and deaded that shit, but you kept going on talking some old other shit, and a couple other people, you know, all the shit that I heard him say, he was like, talking about some sausages, like, yo, I want to see how you eat that whole sausage or some shit like that, you know. slick shit. And one girl had got raped or some shit, or had something happen to her. He's questioning on that, like, did you feel a certain way about men now since that happened? Like, what kind of questions are you fucking asking females, man? He bugged the fuck out, yo. Like, do you like fear men now that you know, since you've been raped or some shit? Like, they said some inappropriate shit, and boom, that's one thing I heard, and that's not no shit you have to say to no fucking body, yo. I know better than that, and I ain't no motherfucking politician.
Yeah,
you gotta go though, Fonzarelli gotta go.
He figured since he was in a power position, he could just make it go away, because you know what, powerful men, they have enough clout and leverage to make stuff like that go away. But now,
oh, not these days, nigga, you crazy? These days, he crazy. He been waiting for a nigga to fuck up, especially him. Oh, I know he happy Donald Trump is shut down right now, because Trump, I know he got a lot of shit to say.
Oh yeah, Trump would be going off right now if he was around.
Wherever he's at,
feed,
he's saying
it
something
been
about
lit. It would have been lit.
Trump is saying something, but no, we ain't hearing it. He got a whole lot to say, but we ain't hearing it.
Wow.
Yeah,
the
man.
Story
back
is,
to
y'all,
music,
if
man.
You got
back
money
more
and
music,
power,
man.
If you got money and power, just be a family man. That's the message.
I mean, you know, do your thing, my nigga, but don't get caught. I mean, don't violate nobody. Don't violate nobody, you know what I'm saying? But if you go do your thing, holler. But you don't, you got to holler, nigga. You don't know how to holler. You ain't got no motherfucker. You ain't got no game. That nigga ain't got no game, yo. That's the whole thing. He ain't got no game.
But yeah, we're going to some music here. This joint here is from Bill Rockwell. It go by the name of Dreadnox. And it features Razz Kaz, Shabin Sadiq. This joint is fire. So,
Chap Kills.
Call
so,
number 516. 531-9596, Screwball Radio, we in the building. Let's get it.
Let's get it. Who are?
They can destroy and leave no traces. Dreadnoughts! Evil is written all over their faces. Dreadnoughts! Horrifying new foe of G.I. Joe.
Ronin. Dreadnoughts.
Ronin. Saban Sadiq.
Yeah.
I keep a bull head and let the guns blow like Death Show. A classic, but not a cartoon like G.I. Joe. The best flow, Sergeant Slaughter the beat, so let's go. Fake thugs, the bugs, I consider this special show.
Don't need gimmicks and tricks, cause I'm a lyricist. Writing every line as I'm living it. Hate this shit, but still intelligent. Relevant since 96. Shoot the fire with a tough guy, bring out the beer. Struggle and pain, that's my story and part of the glory. Another level, peep myself from the observatory. I'm not a star, I'm a constellation. I'm your arch nemesis that shines bright. I'm your aggravation. I make your heart beat fast and your mind racing. Pop out the woodworks with a cleaver, who you like Jason. Determination to make you a ICU patient. The best kind of enemy is a dead one. Catch you slipping in my part of town, over your head, son. So watch your mouth when you address the royalty. I set aside loyalty so I can blaze you when I'm ready. Yeah, when I'm ready. We moonstruck, my goons buck, Robbie for $2, the shoes must moonstruck, keep your juice stuck, you soon fucks my crew's nuts, duck with two bucks, amuse plus plays, can't phase and crew cuts, we can crash it a lot, black out in the spot, unorthodox, mini style, smashed it in rock, you assless get got, they no longer knock, slash this, torture dreadnoughts, maniacal, go against us, not advisable, want deep, coming fleet, so we bringing the riot through, post no bills, go viral, roar star thrills, not your average MC, never running the mill, spit it for real, or others ain't pretend to be real, something crazy, you can say I'm mentally ill, most they try to mimic my skill, no gimmicks, no frills, physically still, forever gunning, yeah. Go for the kill,
it's like the cowboys of the wild, wild west, and now they carry iPhones and semi-auto text, police pack armor pierce in the hood wearing vests, PayPal Visa, no American Express, but the credit's downrated, so Americans depressed, my V-neck wriggle like octogenarian flex, so you can go fuck yourself like incest, I just swing from bar to bar like Tarzan, spit my flow chameleon like Zartan, your favorite rapper Dweezy is all fan, I'm speaking third person like Pope Benedict, y'all sinners ain't been innocent since Genesis, 10 Hail Marys and caught me some Louis Tennyson, the boy handle business off rum and Genesis, can't be a menace when it ain't no man in it, told y'all they women innocent, say Ronan I finished it, from cradle to grave, invade your brainwaves, styling them mothers trapping, they challenge the microwave. Rappers on timeout, better behave. Live motivator, silencer around the barrel of the semi-auto flesh levitator greater. My enemies are still getting their hate up. Mic check, 1-2, I'm the truth, you made up. Swimming in women, I'm a millionaire militant nigga. Talk money, my main language is big figures. Keys from Key Largo, foreign embargo. Mati, hard on my grind like I'm working for Pablo. Size 11 and better than Ferragamo. Stop your blood flow, I'm a livest nigga I know. Dark season cerebro, spit with a deep flow. Boss don't get loud, when they talk, they speak low. Let's go, freshman world and nicks to blow. We go to stroll, love is love and honor is blood. My niggas stay on their toes and move slow.
This is funny. This is funny. That was a funny one. Where you dig that one up at from?
You know, I got that from, you know, me and Jay Ronan chopping it up.
You know, it's a schoolboy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it sound good, but damn. The original niggas. Fuck. We'll take an out beat. That's off. Well, that's screwball beat, nigga. So you want battle for this shit? Let's go. We can battle for it. I'll take you all, nigga. Take you all on, nigga. Niggas better have some respect, nigga. Word up, man. Niggas better have some respect, man. You know my motherfucking beats, nigga. Fuck out of here. Anyway. Carry on, my nigga. Let's go to something else, man. Before I fucking start some shit up, yo, for real.
Hey, man, it's all Gucci, man. I probably had to pick something out like that.
Be quiet right now, man. Chill. Play something else, yo.
Oh, I got you, man. You know I got you. I gotta pick out something to make sure you ain't getting out of your head a little more, because you hurt your neck on that diving accident the other day.
I already told you, man. You got some hard ones coming your way, so you can just make it worse on yourself if you want.
Keep going. He asking for it.
It's alright. It's all good. Just double it up.
But you know what though? Real talk. We gotta go to our girl, man. We gotta go to our girl, Indigo Phoenix, man. She. We got another one from her called MAV. Joint straight fire.
No doubt. Shout out to everybody listening to Screwball Radio. Shout out to everybody listening to us, you know what I'm saying? We fuck with those that fuck with us. Even if you don't, we still fuck with you. How about that?
Most definitely. Let's get it.
Cheyenne. What do you courtesy of King David? Daughter debauched me, hit him with lyrical archery. Shoot with sheer precision, body the game, I made a clear decision. Co-following make this shit religion. This is nuclear limitation, mean you niggas millions. How you go from righteousness to spitting grimy? If you can bite bitches, leave them in the dust trailing behind me. Gloves off, ain't no love lost. But I'ma give you this word till I heard it all, course. Catching more corpses than the Holocaust. Cold flow, all frost. Mobile mindset, never a worker bee, always a boss. They say they got these hoes jaded. Run up like a curtain, baby, get that ass faded. Surpass the glitz and glamour, rugged shit like crimson hammers. I got to get the grammar, make a cowardly clown stammer. Commanding presence, son, and all your peasants. Spitting dragon, dark and penetration, nothing pleasant.
Ain't nothing nice.
Before blogs, I was battling in prison yards with brilliant thinkers, criminal minds, and gang lords. Locking it with a pen and a pad and getting sharp. Vibrations and frequencies you can feel through the wall. Reading a bunch of books recommended by crooks. I never did it for the gram or did it for the looks. I used to be about that life, but now I be home with the wife. Avoiding all the drama and the strife. Getting my mind right, cause I don't wanna have to load up the weapons tonight and send hollows through your rugby stripe. I get busy, you damn right. I used to be a goon roaming the streets at night, but now I'm just a sniper with a clean sight to pick you up without a fight. Archery, golden arrow through your windpipe. To say I'm nice is an understatement. Shit, I'm underrated, underappreciated. This shit's favorite.
I sat for 7 years, they ain't take off. I've been driving the last two with the brakes off. You expect to hear how I weighed soft. Figured this year I could rap about what the house on the lake costs.
What about that?
It's been a turbulent ride, figurative. Still leaning on the murderous sides, cause I've been pinning what I live in. I ain't heard of them guys lend a ear, and every other line burglarized. I made a name off the body count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Shit, I lost track trying to count them out.
I lost track.
Well, that's an odd number, gotta round it out. Math, nigga, money and violence. Go ahead, sound it out.
Sound it out.
I never cipher with the writers. Chance meeting to get your likeness on the fly. I'm grade A dope. I've been invited by the buyers. It's the club. We the likeliest suppliers, niggas.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Hardcore shit, Screwball Radio, coming hard and direct,
man. Indigo, Indigo Phoenix,
yeah,
that one.
Yeah, yeah. Sitting with something else, man. On the walk off, you heard?
Yeah, most definitely, man. So yeah, this one here is from R.J. Payne, Back on My Shit. Another bang.
Shout out R.J. Payne. Yeah, yeah. Shout out MJ.
All right, let's go,
baby. We about to put this one on. We about to be up out of here. Catch y'all next week at episode 20. It's going down.
What?
Yeah. Terminology.
Like I never left. Rappers and bitches, I never rest. Package of piff and the ever fresh. Mac with the clip and the leather vest. Stacking my chicken and cheddar next. My commitment window, that's the letter X. Bullets hair pulling, bitch, leather neck. Some hair pulling, bitch, your feathers wet. I'm still on the grind, money is still on my mind. Bitch, I'm about to kill him this time. I'm planning your week. These are the plan of the eight. Shit, I got gorillas in line. Still in my prime, they see me drumming. Lord Tariq with the heater, we beat the gunning. Buddy, come get deleted, your meter running. Chop the sound like a tunnel, the zebra coming. Shit, I never been lacking at all. I keep my back to the wall. Splatter your dogs, niggas been fiending for dope. My homie tell me the streets been having withdrawals. I had to evolve, no way, no magic involved. Throw up the ladders and all, shatter your skull. All of these rappers are dogs, you buried in back of my yard. Soak us alive, listen and soak up the vibe. I'm focused, I woke up at 5, a soldier with pride. Furnace got multiple sides, approach to get closer to God. Roll with the mob, this what I'm supposed to provide. Like hold us a whole different vibe, total jihad. Pulling to shoulders and dives, but I'm about to go to Dubai. This is the difference. between us. We playing a different arenas. You can hate with your bitch and my penis. Got a king and she think it's Sabrina. That you sound like a brick in the beamer. In the kitchen been whipping Katrina. Fuck a plug, my vision is cleaner. Tell the judge, go get the subpoena. See, all that capping shit is laughable. This rapping shit is tactical. Run up in these labels like them crackers hit the capital. You lackin', I'ma catch you. Clap at you for attitude. Classic nigga, full metal jacket worth a shrapnel. I frizzin' out the dead. Feeling like I'm Jesus, I've been giving out my bread. Look at the pigeons I done fed. You niggas been misled. That'll get you groupies hurt. Little Uzi Vert has something shiny sticking out your head, yeah. I might roll a L, but I ain't taking one. I serve them fresh. Bullets burn your chest like Jamaican rum.